Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, we remember New York icon Lou Reed, who died yesterday at the age of 71 on, of course, Sunday Morning, one of the titles of his famous songs. The phones will be open as you remember Lou Reed. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We know many of you out there have a deep personal connection to his music, but there are probably many of you listening who also have a personal story. So let's hear from Lou Reed's favorite people and his favorite subject matter, New Yorkers. Did you know Lou Reed? Did you have an encounter with him on the street or in a bar? Anyone out there play music with Lou at one point or another? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for your thoughts on the life and death of Lou Reed and his impact on you. Call in and get in line, and we'll take your calls coming up in a few minutes. 212-433-9692. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we remember New York icon Lou Reed, who died yesterday at the age of 71 on, of course, Sunday Morning. The phones are open as you remember Lou Reed, 212-433-WNYC. How many of you out there played I'll Be Your Mirror at your wedding? We have someone on our staff who did. New Yorker music critic Sasha Frere Jones wrote yesterday that he did. His music had an impact around the world. Perhaps you remember that the so-called Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia was sparked after Václav Havel was arrested at a concert where he was playing Velvet Underground songs. While in jail, he wrote the manifesto that eventually led to revolution and helped spark the fall of communism. But more than anything, Reed was a New Yorker. And as your calls come in, we will remember the New Yorkness of Lou Reed with one of our favorite Lou Reed moments. This is a little obscure, but you're probably going to hear a lot of, you know, Pale Blue Eyes and Waiting for My Man and Walk on the Wild Side over the next day. So if you want a moment that captures Lou Reed at his New York best, it might be the mid-song riff that he launches into on 1978's live version of Sweet Jane from the album Take No Prisoners. Reed was one of the best onstage banterers of all time. So here he is, Lou Reed, New Yorker, warts and all, combative, witty, weird, profane, probably drugged out.
Now, Jack, he's a banker. And Jane, she's a clerk. Hey, clerk. Give me a good clerk. I give good clerk. And both them men, they save their pennies and their nickels and their dimes, and it fills up. They got a nest egg. Here comes the condominium. Oh. Hey, Miami. Some people saying residue. A march of the winter soldiers. Where were you on the list when they called you from Vietnam? Hey, man, from Vietnam. You political, Lou? What? Political about what? Give me an issue, I'll give you a tissue. Wipe your ass with it. Oh, yeah. We're just here to make out. Are we being broadcast tonight? Radio Ethiopia, man. I'm Radio Brooklyn.
Rich in Connecticut. You're on WNYC. Hi, Rich.
Good afternoon. No, it is morning.
Still morning.
Lou Reed moment there. So I saw Peter Gabriel at Radio City Music Hall, and there was a buzz because there was going to be a special guest. And The Edge actually walked past me And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then the next thing you know, with assistance from people, coming on stage is Lou Reed. And it was such a New York moment because the place just went, oh, my God. New York epitome on stage.
When was it?
Jammed out. I want to say this is like 2 years ago or so.
Yeah.
He was not in the best of health,
right,
but he was in the best form of playing.
Richard, thank you very much. Great start. JS in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, JS.
Hi. So Lou Reed did Tai Chi, which many people know, and his Sifu, or Chinese master, was the same as my Chinese master. And for years, a group of us would work out on Sundays. And he would only ever talk about Tai Chi, and we'd go out for lunch and talk about Chinese martial arts. And one day, I was showing him a Kung Fu technique and twisting his wrists. And all of a sudden, he pulled back his hands and he said, careful, and he played air guitar for a second. And it was like, he gave me this look like, remember, I'm a musician. And I just want to say how always really nice he was to his training brothers and sisters. And whenever I would see him, he was super warm. He just loved Tai Chi and martial arts.
Nice to hear. Not always his public persona, so great to hear. Ed in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, Ed.
Hello.
Hi, Ed, you're on.
I'm sorry. Hey, I went to a Lou Reed show back in 88. It was a double bill. It was Lou Reed, Don Geronimo, and Frank Galeva. And it was just an amazing show. He made it such a positive environment. He grabbed my girlfriend. He brought her on stage. It was nothing like gross, like sexual or anything. He brought her on. And it was an amazing experience. A true New Yorker. We'll never miss him more than we will right now.
Thank you, I think. Sally in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sally.
Hi there. You know, I just got a wonderful chance to see Lou this August. He was at Stephen's Talk House in Amagansett, and he was there with Laurie Anderson, and Laurie had played the week before out there, and, you know, he was always somewhere appreciating other artists, and I just can't imagine something more wonderful than getting to see Lou Reed as he appreciates Rufus Wainwright, somebody who we all love. We'll miss Lou a lot.
Sally, thank you so much. By the way, we have a great Facebook page on this. A lot of people writing great tributes to Lou Reed at facebook.com/BrianLehrer WNYC. Alan on Facebook writes, for example, Transformer inspired me to cross the river from Jersey to NYC and revel in the seedy glamour of 1970s New York City. Linda in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Linda.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you that my husband, Carl Thompson, made approximately 6 guitars for Lou, and you just got to know him on a more appreciative personal level, which was so nice. And I remember going to see his New York Brooklyn premiere at St. Anne's Warehouse of Berlin, and how much we enjoyed that. That's just all, but just happy to get to know him.
It's great to have made some guitars for Lou Reed and be able to know you did that. Maria in the West Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, Maria.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I used to see Lou Reed and Laurie Anderson in my neighborhood all the time. They used to go to a little cafe at the end of the street. But I had a little Italian greyhound, and they just fell in love with her. My greyhound's name was Minerva. And every time they'd see her, they'd say, Minerva! And I'd have to turn the dog around and let them pet her. And they were just so in love with her. And it was so funny because I don't think they ever knew my name. They were just like, play with Minerva. But they were so sweet. They were really, really nice people.
Thank you. Tim in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tim.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Oh, sure. He was my hero. He was my guilty pleasure from suburban New Jersey, 15 years old, sneaking in to see whatever he might be doing. But my best moment came after the album New York came out, which was the finest album he ever made and around. I met him on the subway, and I said, good morning, Mr. Waldheim. And he said, Pontiff, how are you?
Great moment. Joe in Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
Good. You have a moment?
Yeah, I used to own a record store in the Village.
Uh-huh.
On Greenwich Avenue. He used to come in sometime, and we had a couple of guys, local poets and writers, that used to hang around the shop, and they were singing a cappella in the back. And I asked Lou, I said, how do the guys sound? And he says, they sound like the Quaalude Tabernacle Choir. And I got a kick out of that.
Thank you. Michelle in the East Village, you're on the air. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. I just wanted to phone in, and I was about 20 years old. This was back in, like, 1988 or something, and I just discovered the Velvet Underground in high school, and so Lou Reed loomed really large in my life, you know. And we were taking this picture for the LA Weekly, and I was clearly the underling of the whole setup, you know, and my boss was just going crazy, and everybody was kissing his ass, and I just kind of hung back and was doing my job and quietly talking to him, setting up the lights, and he just, like, ignored everybody else and just dealt with me. And to, like, this teenager, I was just, like, you know, amazed that somebody would just do that and appreciated, you know, somebody not kissing his ass and just treating him like a human being. And so it was a great moment for me.
Michelle, thank you. And a great conclusion to our remembrance of Lou Reed's life, even as we mourn his death here on The Brian Lehrer Show. She ain't got nothing at all.